Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Sculptor John Lopez grew up on a ranch in western South Dakota. He first made his name as an artist for his western and rodeo-themed bronzes, but he's also created likenesses of U.S. presidents for the City of Presidents Project in Rapid City, including John F. Kennedy, Calvin Coolidge, Teddy Roosevelt, and others. He's also created bronze sculptures of former South Dakota governors Arthur Millette and Harvey Woolman for the Trail of Governors Project in Pierre. Lately, John Lopez has been working on sculptures made from scrap iron, and they've included buffalo, pheasant, pronghorn, and even a cowboy riding a triceratops. His latest scrap iron sculpture is of a draft horse, and it's on exhibit at the Prairie Berry Winery in Hill City. John Lopez also has a 2014 calendar of his scrap iron sculptures and a book called In Fields of Iron. He's at the Prairie Berry in Hill City for a reception on Saturday from noon to 3. He joins us on the line. And John Lopez, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Yes, great to be here.
Well, after working on the bronze sculptures, how did you get started with the scrap iron works?
You know, when I was doing the bronze sculptures, I would go to the sculpture show in Loveland, Colorado, and I saw an artist there build a steer or something out of scrap iron, and I'd seen some other artists do some pieces like that, and I was really fascinated with that kind of artwork. And just, I'm around a lot of scrap iron here on the ranch, and so I'd always kind of had it in the back of my mind that I wanted to do some pieces like that, and I played around with a couple of them and didn't really have a welder or the shop to do it. And then when my Aunt Effie passed away, I moved down with my Uncle Gino, and he had a welder and a shop, and he had all this scrap iron, and it just kind of started happening there. And since then, I've been doing these scrap iron pieces, so my career has really taken a turn in a good way, and so that's kind of how it started.
And do you, where do you find the scrap iron? Is most of it around the ranch, or do you go elsewhere to find it, or do people have some that they give to you?
Yeah, you know, mostly it's given to me by, like, friends and family and ranchers in the area. And, you know, when I have a booth at the Black Hill Stock Show, somebody might come up and say, hey, I've got this box of stuff in the car, do you want it? You know, so some people just bring it to me, and then just mostly it's really good friends and neighbors around the area here locally that let me go through their scrap piles. And so it's most of it's donated, and then sometimes I'll buy a piece here and there in a scrap yard, but the scrap yards won't let you go through anymore because it's so dangerous to kind of, you know, the insurance purposes. So
I'm curious as to how you start one of your scrap iron sculptures. Do the pieces of iron suggest things to you, or do you just try to find ways to make them fit?
Well, I try to find ways to make them fit. Sometimes they'll speak to me, and I'll start a sculpture just because of this certain piece, and by the time I get done, the piece that inspired me to start it is all covered up. So it mostly, I sculpt it out in wax or clay first and do a really detailed model, and then I'll take some pictures of it and measurements of it with a caliper, and then I'll blow it up and really try to stick to that motion and movement and life of that animal, and then try to find these pieces that fit in there, and then I just trust my mind's eye through the process to let it happen.
So it sounds like there may be some similar techniques or processes in that you're doing with the scrap iron sculpture that you do with the bronze sculpture?
Yeah, it is similar in some ways, and it's so different in others because of the textures and these pieces you're using. Each piece that you put in there reacts to the next one, and you can almost change the whole look of the piece. But if you find a whole box of sickle sections that you didn't know you had, and then you start using those, and you know, it just, I have no idea what the piece is going to turn out to look like when I start. So that's the fun part for me, is it's kind of a mystery based on the stuff that you find. And usually my clay and wax pieces, I can pretty much predict what they're going to turn out to look like, but these scrap iron ones are, it's like a surprise. Yeah. Man.
So it sounds like this gives you a different way of creating, a different sort of channel for a different side of your artistic personality.
Yeah, I like to go back and forth. I like to work on a clay piece in the house, and then when I'm getting tired of that, go out to the shop, weld on something, and just kind of go back and forth between the two. It's a nice refresher. So they both work well together.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Our guest is sculptor John Lopez. He has a piece, a scrap iron piece, on exhibit at the Prairie Berry Winery in Hill City this month, and he'll be at a reception at the Prairie Berry on Saturday from noon to 3. Also has a 2014 calendar of his scrap iron sculpture and a book in Fields of Iron. Now, this scrap iron piece of a draft horse, a plow horse at the Prairie Berry Winery, this is mostly created from tractor parts?
Yeah. I mean, it's not all tractor parts. There might be like an old pot belly stove in there, but it's the kind of stuff that you would find back in the day when people were using draft horses. So the old pot belly stove that's on the belly there is, you know, probably somebody was using that, and they probably didn't have a tractor when they were using that in their house. They were probably using a draft horse to plow their field. So it kind of has that, I don't know, it kind of fits the time period that the pieces come from.
Yeah, well, it's kind of interesting they're using tractor parts to create a draft horse.
Yeah, some of the pieces say John Deere or Black Hawk, you know, like corn seed planter lids, and so it's kind of an interesting. And then there's some pieces like a field of corn, a crop of corn that I made out of some nuts and bolts, and there's a pheasant flying through the field, and it's got a lot of really interesting elements to it. I'm really proud of this piece, and then the horse is so powerful, and he's kind of leaning forward and pulling this real single-bottom plow that a neighbor, Don Benson, gave to me for the project. And the piece will go be permanently installed in New Hampshire when it's done, but I wanted to show it in the Black Hills for a little bit before it leaves.
What's been the reaction to your scrap iron sculptures?
It's been overwhelming. It has been... you know, I'll get an email every once in a while from somebody that has to tell me that they're a big fan, or it's just been crazy. It's just, I didn't dream that these pieces were going to touch people like they did. And this will be the fourth trip that I've taken to New Hampshire to deliver a piece. And so, you know, I mean, it's been great. Hopefully it'll continue.
I imagine that people probably like looking at the sculptures and trying to figure out what the different pieces that you have in the sculpture, what they were originally used for.
Yeah, I think that's a really big part of it. And the other part of it I really try to put into the sculptures is that element of life, that spark in the eye, that it's like, you know, how did you get something so cold and hard to have life, and I really try to push that.
Well, there's a certain, because you're working with scrap iron, there's a certain playfulness. Do you think there's a playfulness in this work? It sounds like that's the way it is that when you're putting these sculptures together, but also when they're done, as people look at them, that they're really relating to them in a different way than they probably do other sculptures.
Yeah, they're fun. That's the one thing that I think that why people like them is it's just fun to go up and look at all that stuff. It reminds you of your grandparents, or I remember when, you know, it sparks memories, and then the story in the sculpture. And yeah, I just think that there's something there that people really connect with. You're right. They can relate to it.
As I mentioned, you've done the work on the City of Presidents project in Rapid City. You've done a couple of the bronze sculptures on the Trail of Governors. Have those projects, to any extent, given you some freedom then to work on these other projects?
Yeah, they totally have. I've been able to take the time, I can afford, you know, to take the time to experiment with some things that might not have, you know, if it wouldn't have worked out, you know, and then they wouldn't have sold or become a success, it kind of gives you, frees you up to experiment a little bit and get, think outside of the box. And I'm glad that I did that because it, you know, it paid off. And then sometimes they don't pay off, but I think if you're an artist and you're not taking chances or pushing the boundary a little bit, you know, I don't know. I think that for me, I have to do that to keep it interesting.
Is South Dakota, do you think South Dakota has been a good place for you and other sculptors?
You know, it has. It's kind of crazy that with the City of Presidents and now the Trail of Governors and there's just been a lot of sculpture projects, and I just can't believe that I can live here in South Dakota and have a career as a sculptor. But nowadays, you know, you can market yourself on the internet and go out to a show here and there and then go back to the ranch. And as long as you have a presence in the public through the internet or installation in the public somewhere, it just really seems to be working out.
Now, as I mentioned, John Lopez, this is probably a part of the marketing. You have the 2014 calendar of some of the scrap iron sculptures and a book in Fields of Iron, or these things that you enjoyed putting together?
Yeah, it is. I went to Northern State University and took I got a degree in commercial art there, and I like to kind of stretch my wings in that department also. So that's what the calendar and the book is, and the calendar is kind of a tour. There's a map on the back of the calendar that is a self-guided tour. Anybody that wants to go from the Black Hills up to Bismarck, there's sculptures kind of scattered all the way. You know, there's one in Faith, there's some in Lemon, there's one in Aberdeen, and there's a grizzly bear in Bismarck. And the map on the back kind of shows you where they're all at and the restaurants you can eat at. And so it's kind of a fun, I've had different people tell me they've gone and tried to find all of them. So that's what the calendar features, all the pieces that I have in North and South Dakota.